and welcome to the Best Practice Network Apprenticeship Podcast, your space for real conversation that supports professionals working in early years, schools and apprenticeships. So I'm your host, Emma Minchella. I'm the Deputy Curriculum Manager for Apprenticeships here at Best Practice Network, and I'm joined by Programme Lead for the new EY Senior Leader Programme, Tasha Singleton.
Hello, Emma. How are you?
Not bad. It's lovely to see you in person.
I know. Here we are in the office. First live together podcast.
That's amazing.
So excited.
Good stuff.
And we've got a really cool guest today.
I'm Tasha. So excited about this one. I really am.
We are absolutely delighted today to be joined by... Let's face it, Tasha, Best Practice Network's favourite employee.
Everybody's favourite employee, absolutely.
Mr. Lucas Wheatley. Just a little shout out here to Simon Little. I hope you're tuned in for Lucas's debut podcast today.
He's coming after your job, Simon.
Warm welcome, Lucas.
Hello, everyone. Hello. It's good to be here in person with you.
Yeah.
You know, we talk so much, but we never actually see each other in person very much.
No, we don't. I think that's part of it too, is working remote.
Yeah, so I see you, all of you guys, when you come in. But we, you know, most of our conversations are over Teams, unfortunately.
They are in Teams.
We can feel a little isolated sometimes, can't it?
Absolutely. It's so nice. It feels like we're sitting cozy, just having a chat today, which is so exciting.
It does. It's really
different.
It is. It's nice. It's, I always feel like a big girl when I come into the office, as I say.
So, Lucas, today we are discussing such an important topic, which... I really feel, until you brought this to my attention, there is not enough discussion around it. And it's that feeling about being lost in adulthood.
Yeah.
So I would love to hear why this is such an important topic to you, Lucas.
So I think for quite a long time in my early adulthood, I just felt completely lost. I had no idea where I was going, what I was going to do, anything like that. I left college with two A-levels and not a clue. It's really quite daunting having the whole world and its opportunities right at your doorstep, or at least it was for me. You know, many find that kind of thing exciting, you know, liberating. I wasn't. I sort of shut myself down because I had nowhere, I didn't know where I was going.
Wow. That's I can understand that. I really can, because I can remember when my daughter, and she finished her GCSEs during COVID, which was really confusing.
Yeah, because I finished my A-levels during COVID.
There you go. So you know how confusing it was. We didn't know where the results were going to come from. And she thought she knew what she wanted to do. Actually, because she did her GCSEs in equine management. She's a rural rider. She's our horses. She decided she didn't want to do that. So then she went to uni. And did, what did she do? Criminology.
Mm.
She hated it.
Different.
Hated it. Absolutely was not for her. And then she landed and she went, she's now finishing uni with her creative writing degree and wants to go on and teach.
Yeah. I think there's a real problem with seeing yourself on a specific path like that. And then you try it and you realize, no, this isn't for me. So I don't really know where to go next. I don't really know what I'm going to do. And I think that is the most daunting part, because that's stuff I've gone through myself. I've wanted to go down many a career path. I can't lie. I've wanted to be a teacher. I've wanted to be a police officer. I've wanted to do so much. And none of them took me down the path. I tried them and they just weren't it. And every time it was really daunting afterwards, because you think, what are my next steps? What am I doing?
And you just feel like, you know, you haven't succeeded, or trying to find your path.
Absolutely. I think we need to normalize this, because I think everybody at some point in their life, maybe, you know, you do have a journey that you're going along and at that moment in time it feels right to you. But I think on average, from data that I've read, people change career paths on average in their lifetime 3 times, and that's okay.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fine to do that. So, Lucas, what kind of helped you find your sense of direction as you've kind of moved through?
Thinking about where you started, what you did, and what brought you here, what landed you at Best Practice, making such a splash and quite a big, growing, vibrant company, Lucas.
That's so generous.
It's true, though, but you are. Everybody knows your name. Everybody is. We're going to Lucas. In fact, I remember when you first started and you helped me out with something that I had been getting pushed pillar to post for, and you sorted it out in your first week. But what brought you here? You said you were not quite sure what you wanted to do. How did you land here?
Yeah, so I was working kind of basic retail shift work, and I knew I wasn't happy. If I'm honest, I went through quite a depressive period for quite a while I was doing that. And I knew it wasn't in my path, and I felt quite useless at that time. I felt like I didn't have a purpose, and I felt very, this is just to say for me, not to say that anyone in retail should feel this way, is that I felt a little bit childish doing that. I felt like it was a position I should have been doing a few years ago, not into my early 20s. So I really yearned to start a proper adult life. I don't know why, you know, many people don't yearn for this, but I yearned to sort of start doing a 9-to-5, having a proper career, having a job where I could move up the ladder, where I could do these things. And luckily I was on Indeed one day and I saw an ad for an apprenticeship at Best Practice Network, being an office coordinator, and here I am.
Yeah.
And I got on that path, and I'm now here, and I'm still very early on in my career, but I feel that purpose now.
And your apprenticeship is finished.
Yes.
But you are now a full-time employee, because they were so impressed with what you did on your apprenticeship that they've kept you on, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really lovely kind of positive outcome, which is so achievable with the right support and direction. I think that's what's really important here is taking that chance, and you found your space and you are so valued here.
I think that makes sense, because when we were talking earlier, weren't we, about apprenticeships. And yes, we have, you know, like early years in teaching and teaching assistants. And, you know, we've got a bit of a niche market in the apprenticeship world. But there are so many apprenticeships out there for people that you wouldn't even necessarily know of.
Absolutely.
Mm. And I think just because you're doing an apprenticeship, you can still grow yourself professionally as well as personally as well. And I think that's one of the most important things for me when I was growing up. Professionally, I had a goal. I kind of knew where I wanted to go. But I don't know how our listeners feel, but for me, I had some life decisions that were being made for me. I became a mum very young. I've got a gorgeous daughter now. He's nearly 15, and another one as well. But I felt that at that time, I lost my identity in life, because I became a mum and I had to juggle a lot. And I think there's lots of things that get thrown our way at different parts of our lives, at different ages and stages as well, that can have a big impact mentally. And that mental well-being when you feel lost is so powerful. It can kind of have a real back on you.
Because I think a lot of people tend to forget that paths, they're not flat, straight roads. It's not just a long journey you're on. You're going to have to go over hurdles. You're going to have to do a bit of rock climbing, a bit of swimming, a bit of whatever, just to get to your next point. It's not just a brisk walk, you know?
In a straight line. Yeah, because every decision we made brings us to another crossroads, doesn't it? And that's the other decision to make. And you just keep moving. I know for many, many years, I've lived in this country now for 22 years. You might tell from my accent, I'm not a typical Essex girl.
Really, Tasha?
No. I lived here for 22 years and I have led earlier settings for most of that. And some 5 or 6 years ago or something like that, I started questioning my path, going, well, I want to try something else, something new. And I started lecturing at college and then decided to become a trainee at my age, apprenticeship tutor, which was something completely, it was still an earlier, so it's still my realm of expertise, but the job itself was so very different than anything I'd ever done before. And that has ultimately led me to what I'm doing now, program lead for the EYSLA and podcasting with you lovely people.
Here we are.
Yeah.
I think it's just really important to remember that you can change your life whenever you want. You can switch up anything whenever you want. It's your life. It's your path. You're have to be the one making the decisions along that. So it's up to you.
Mm. I absolutely agree. And one of the things that is so wonderful now is the different types of apprenticeships, just like you did, that it was easy for you to find something that was suitable for you, suitable for the role that you wanted to grow into. And no learning is a waste of time. You're going to get something from everything. And you know, an apprenticeship gives you that hands-on learning experience. You know if you want to be in that place or not. You know. And, you know, here at Best Practice Network, Tasha, we do so much around that personal development as well. We've got our Boost program upcoming next month. We've got career progression. And that isn't just looking at just early years in education. It's looking at working with families, working with children in different aspects. It's looking at different opportunities. We've got course leads coming from different areas to talk to you learners. And we've also got a senior lecturer coming in from Northampton University to talk about further opportunities if you want to go down that university path. It's just there's so many empowering routes out there that we can take and we can showcase. And it is important that you have somebody that you can talk to about this, I think.
Definitely. I think guidance is really important. So I will mention here the Association of Apprentices, which is an it's a website. Sorry, it's run by apprentices for apprentices. And there's lots of different, you know, apprenticeships and opportunities and a lot of personal development that's on there as well. But I just, one more thing, just throwing it out there for this idea of apprenticeships and helping you find your journey. And you can tell me, Lucas, if you agree, having been on the journey so recently, is that number one, you're being paid to learn while you earn. So you've got some money coming in.
Love a paycheck.
Double
paycheck.
Yeah. And then, but your apprenticeship is what? 8, 10, 12, 15 months, whatever it might be, you get to the end. Not only do you have your qualification in your hand, you have that much more experience on your CV, which looks incredibly tasty to any future employers.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I just think it's 15 months, maybe, out of what could be an 80-year life. And you think about what you get out of that. Mm-hmm. It's worth the time if you want to.
I agree. And I like what you said, Emma, about no learning is ever wasted, because that gives you experiential knowledge and transferable skills to take with you anywhere.
Every skill is transferable.
Absolutely.
Even if you don't apply them to, you know, whatever sector you want to go into with your apprenticeship, you're still gaining a lot of knowledge from it.
Absolutely. It's not a waste of time.
Never.
Even if you do change paths, it's not a waste of time. And I think for a lot of people, it's that mental health aspect of things that can be quite difficult as well.
I think so. What part do you think mental health and emotional well-being plays in making these decisions or being in the right place at the right time? What do you think?
I think when you're particularly struggling with mental health, your brain tends to get a bit cloudy. I think you don't make decisions in your best interest. I think particularly when I was suffering, I was quite lazy. So I would always pick the easiest option rather than the best option. That's not to say that anyone who is struggling won't pick the best path for them. But it's hard to know quite where to go when you're in that moment where you're not doing well. You don't quite know what you're doing. So that your decision-making's not the best, I would say.
You lose your perspective.
Exactly.
You lose your perspective and you lose that drive to get things done.
Absolutely. You lose your productivity. You feel very much like whatever you choose, it's not particularly going to be worth your time, because not a lot feels worth your time. So it's really hard when you have to come to really important decisions. I made several decisions during my specific depressive period where I was going to go back to college and I was going to train in several things. And then times got bad again and I never got around to finalizing that. And those are regrets I still have. But, you know, we roll the dice we have.
And it's led you here.
It's led me here.
It's led you
now.
What is coming here?
I know.
You're swanning around the old place.
I'm here with a mic and doing a podcast. Who am I?
I know. Who even am I?
But it's these lovely, honest and raw conversations that one of our listeners here might be listening to going, that's me, that's where I am right now. And there are many people here, apprenticeship tutors, you can reach out to any of us. We'd all happily help you.
I see.
And have some honest discussions. I think, Lucas, if you could speak directly to anybody who's listening today, young, older, listening right now, who feels lost or disconnected for the future, what would you want them to know? What would be your message?
I would say, don't rush your life. You can slow it down, but don't rush it, because you're going to lose sight of almost everything, and you might get there quickly, you're not going to get there well, and you're not going to enjoy it. If you slow your life down, you have more time and you think things through better. I know, particularly from a social media generation like myself.
Speak for yourself.
I was about to say, Tasha is on TikTok a lot.
From that generation, I think you see a lot more of everyone else's life. So you set those expectations for yourself. And you want to live by the sort of timeline that society set for you. You know, by a certain age, you should be doing a proper adult job, or you should be getting married and buying a house. Well, don't follow that timeline. Your life's timeline is yours to make. You know, if you don't want to buy a house, don't buy a house. If you don't want to do an adult job, don't do that yet. You have the time and you choose your time. Make your timeline. Don't follow anyone else's.
I think that's amazing. But I'd like to point out, we've discussed this before, actually, this TikTok life, this social media life.
Yeah.
It's not real.
Oh, no.
It's not real. It's all set up. We're showing the very best parts and that's it. So that's why, thank you so much for being so honest and having this conversation with us.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think social media and the projection of people's lives you see is so hollow.
Yeah.
It's almost sad in a way.
It is. And you know, you think, was it Madonna during COVID who was in a milk bath telling people, God, feel better or something? And you think,
I did not try that.
People were literally like, I can't even, I'm trying to drag myself out of bed and I've got 3 children that I'm trying to homeschool while I'm trying to work online. You know, we need to be honest. I think we should be more honest about
this. Yeah. I think social media now is very detrimental to young people.
Sure, which
is,
can be, yeah.
Yeah. Which is why I sort of appreciate this curve we've got of now we're looking back on, say, my generation and saying, we don't want this for the next generation. So we're starting to relook at how we allow children to approach social media and how social media approaches them, which I think is a really, really important conversation to have.
I agree with you. And it's definitely something on the government agenda, particularly after Australia and making those moves. And I think it will save a lot of young people getting further lost in the world.
Absolutely.
It has definitely contributed, hasn't it? And it's certainly contributed because we see what other people are doing. We judge ourselves against what other people are doing. You said, Lucas, so beautifully, the timeline. You know,
exactly.
And then you're going, I need to follow, but they're doing that. And,
yeah.
And you get this sort of, who's am I? I'm not achieving what they're achieving. And what they're achieving might not even be, you know, real anyway.
I know. It's exactly stuff like that. It's like, I was 20 and I saw people who were in my year in school buying houses. And now I look back on that and I think, I don't know if you did buy that house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Lucas.
My pleasure.
Insight today. This honesty is what we're here for.
Yes.
These difficult discussions, which hopefully will reach some of our listeners. And as I say, we are always here. We want to help support in the best way that we can. So just would like to say a big thank you, Lucas, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for Tasha for being here today as well.
So you're brilliant as always.
And if you found today's discussion helpful, please consider subscribing and leaving a review or comment on your favourite podcast so far.
Lucas, you might be in the running.
And it helps us to spread the word. You can also contact us via our email address, which is podcast@bestpracticenet.co.uk. If you have any feedback or suggestions for the show, we may revisit them in future episodes as well. Please join in the conversation. What are your thoughts on today? If you have any questions or insight for others that you'd like to share, let us know. That is all for today's episode, sadly, but we will be back soon with more conversation to support your journey. Until next time, take care and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.